Unreliable data is sparking a debate, a much bigger debate, about official time at the Veterans Affairs Department. The Government Accountability Office says VA cannot track how much time its employees spend doing union business during work hours. Lawmakers say they'll defend official time, but it looks like they want changes. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
At least 340 Veterans Affairs employees spent 100% of their working hours on union business in fiscal 2015. That's according to the Government Accountability Office. And further investigation from some members of Congress says 90 of them are nurses, 3 are addiction therapists, 13 are nursing assistants, and 3 are pharmacists. The data is unreliable, though, because VA doesn't have a consistent method to track how much official time its employees are using. But some veterans are still waiting a while for health care, and some lawmakers are shocked that a few hundred VA employees spend all of their working hours on activities other than seeing patients or addressing veterans' claims. Congressman Jody Arrington is the chairman of the House VA Economic Opportunity Subcommittee. Here he is with AFGE National President J. David Cox. AFGE represents many VA employees.
If they spend 100% of their time on union activities, 100% of their time, is that reasonable, necessary, and appropriate?
I would describe it that they spend their time on government activities, not union activities, because the law requires the unions to perform and to represent everyone in the bargaining unit. And so, therefore, union activities that are internal to the union cannot be performed on official time.
The department usually hires another person to backfill the work that the employee on official time can't do. Here's Congressman Jody Heiss.
So the American public is having to hire two people for the work of one. I mean, this is an outrage to me to think that this is taking place. Mr. Cox mentioned that the positive outcome. I see no positive outcome in having to hire two people for the work of one. Not that people doing union work don't accomplish some good, but positive outcomes?
Kim McLeod is the acting executive director of labor management relations at VA. She says the department doesn't have much control over who gets picked to use official time.
VA has negotiated varying amounts of official time in both national agreements and local agreements. Many VA facilities have local official time agreements and practices specific to their location. Official time arrangements are frequently distinctively local and reflect the relationship and history between local management and local union officials. It should be noted that while management has the right to negotiate the allocation and use of official time by union representatives, in ordinary circumstances, the statute does not give management the right to select which employees serve as union representatives.
Congress is especially upset, though, because VA has about 45,000 positions open. Congressman Phil Rowe is the chairman of the full House Veterans Affairs Committee.
We understand, and I'm not saying that we certainly understand that there can be a union. I understand that. I grew up in a union household. So I understand that. But when you have time that you're paid to be a doctor, how does that help a patient who can't see that doctor? Anybody want to take that? At a board-certified doctor, and you have no access to them.
But here's what Cox and some other lawmakers argue. Official time gives VA employees the tools they need to best serve veterans. They say there shouldn't even be a debate over official time. Congressman Jerry Connolly is the ranking member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on Government Operations.
So I guess I would just suggest that these vacancies are what we ought to be talking about. The hiring freeze and the damage the hiring freeze can do to VA and to the service of our veterans. We say we're committed to the eating into the backlog. We say we're committed to trying to streamline services and fix choice and make sure people are diagnosed in a timely fashion. And the problem isn't official time. The problem is these vacancies.
Mark Meadows is the chairman of Connolly's subcommittee, and he disagrees. Here he is with Cox.
All this official time is to drive quality. That's what you just told me, isn't it?
Well, we do a lot of quality work.
How much of it?
I can't give you answers on all of that, sir.
Why can't you give me an answer?
Because the VA is a very large organization.
Okay, Mr. Cox, you have now come to the crux of the matter, and so let me be blunt. The time for proper accounting is now. And so my charge to you, Ms. McLeod, and to you, Mr. Cox, is what we're going to do is start to look at some direct correlations. There is no direct correlation in terms of the amount of official time with regards to grievances or quality. I can't find any linear correlation there. So until you can show me that official time can be directly correlated to the quality of health care that our veterans deserve, we've got to reform it.
Several members of Congress say they didn't want to discredit official time. Here's Meadows.
I want to be clear about one thing. This is not about whether federal employees should or should not participate in official time. I recognize the importance of that particular activity. Today's hearing is really about what is reasonable and what is in the best interest of the taxpayers who foot the bill for official time. With the VA backlog in the tens of thousands, is it reasonable for medical professionals to spend 100% of their days on VA union activities?
But other lawmakers and even some of the witnesses say these debates quickly went in the other direction. The GAO report revealed just how little VA knows about its employees' official time use. The department can't track it for a couple reasons. One, the department uses two different systems to track official time. One's called the VA Time and Attendance System, or VATAS. VA started to roll out this system to some places in 2013. The second one is an older legacy time and attendance system. VATAS has specific codes that employees can use to indicate official time. The older system doesn't. About half of VA facilities and a third of employees are using the new time and attendance system now. VA will add everyone else by July 2018. That's 5 years after the initial launch. Lawmakers are confused why it's taking VA such a long time, but few actually pressed VA on this question. Many lawmakers spent most of their energy arguing whether official time benefits VA employees and if that translates into better care for veterans. Here's Cox.
Many try to turn official time into some type of scandal, but the fact is that official time is the antidote to scandal. It's what empowers employees to do their job more effectively and provide veterans with better care.
Connolly agrees and says he's worried that changing official time policies could have an impact on whistleblowers. One VA whistleblower wrote to the House Oversight Committee and says AFGE leaders used official time to help her fight her case.
I'm certain we don't intend to disadvantage whistleblowers. I know we're committed to them. But the effect of their concerted attacks on unions and civil service protections sometimes would be to strip whistleblowers of their advocates in the workplace, their union.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Nicole's story at federalnewsradio.com and also be sure to listen to my interview with the GAO's Cindy Barnes on that topic of official time at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.